Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining Words of Christ. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. So I just want to welcome everyone for just coming, just joining tonight, whether you're via phone, via online. I just want to thank you. I know we are having some trouble if you are like a T-Mobile or a Metro carrier. It's hard to get in. It's saying that it's charging us 1 cent per minute. So I just pray that as many people can get on, and if not, at the end of the day, by the grace of God, the word will be out, will go forth. Amen. Amen. So we are live on Blog Talk Radio, and I know if you are online, they're just giving trouble. So if you have T-Mobile, just it's best for you to probably just stay online. Amen. And listen via online because they'll charge. So let's get into it. Our topic for tonight is building a solid relationship with Christ, amen, with God, amen. And as I was just thinking about this topic, a few weeks ago, we went over like a burning fire, the word of God should be on us. And I was just thinking like, how can the word of God be on you if you don't even know how to communicate with God? Amen. So I just want us to focus on just building that solid relationship with God. And it's coming from Matthew, verses for tonight. It's coming from Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 through 40. Amen. And we'll be reading from the King James Version, amen. And like I always say before, we get into the show, just make sure you just take whatever you use to take notes. I like taking notes. You may go back and you may find something that I did not speak about. You may have a new revelation of a certain scripture, amen. And you can always just call back next time and just share with me or share with me right away. So let's get right into it. And if you can turn with me to Matthew chapter 22, verses 36. Oh, hold on. Before, I wanted to give a shout out to my cousin. Today is September 25th. It's her birthday. My cousin Winona. She's 29 years old. So I just want to give a birthday shout out to her, as well as my Uncle David. We like to call him DJ David Dave. So just happy birthday to y'all. Okay, now we can proceed. Okay. So we're reading from Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40 from the King James Version, and it says, "Assuredly I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets, stones those who are sent." I'm reading. I apologize. Amen. Sorry, I was reading from 36, from verse 23. I apologize. Matthew 22, verse 36 to 40. And it says, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets." Amen? Amen. And I love this because the Pharisees are, I just love how Jesus deals with the Pharisees, amen? And we as as Christians, as we're going, passing by, engaging people, encountering different people, whether we go to the store, work, in our family, in our community, as we engage different people, there will be some Pharisees that will come up to you and that would like to test your faith, would like to just see what you know. They don't want to gain any knowledge from you, but they just kind of want to pick at and test your faith. Amen? But I love how Jesus just deals with them. Amen? He don't get upset. He just goes straight to what God has said. Amen? And he's saying that the greatest commandment, you know, because if you go back to the laws, there's so many commandments. So the Pharisees is asking, like, so with all these commandments, which one is the greatest of them all? Which one should we be following? Amen? And Jesus just responded to them and just said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. With all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. So of all those commandments is to love our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. Amen. So it is saying that put aside all your prophets and put aside all your laws. Here you have it. These are what you should do, is love your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your might. Amen? And love your neighbors as you love yourself. Because when you love yourself, you want the best interest for yourself. So if you're loving your neighbors as yourself, you also want the best interest of your neighbors. Amen? So we're talking about building a solid relationship with God. Amen? And so to build a solid relationship with God, we have to first start with God. Amen? And if you will, just take a look. Just take a look at Genesis with me. It's where it all started, where the relationship between man and God all started. So we can turn to Genesis chapter 1. And I kind of like lost my pages, so. All right. And in verse 26 through 27, it says, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that keeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Amen? Amen, amen. So we see that God has made man in his own image. We see the relationship between God and man, where God has made man in his own image, where God has given man dominion over the creatures in the sea, the fowls in the air, amen? And we also see the relationship between man and woman. So going back to, relating back to Matthew chapter 22, it is telling me that we must have a relationship with God, and we should also have a relationship with those that are around us. Amen. So we're talking about building a solid relationship with God. And building a solid relationship with God also means building a solid relationship around us. It is laying the foundation. Amen. We don't look to the world to see how we build a relationship with God. Well, we go straight to God. And the relationship that you have with God will not look like your mother's relationship with God. It will not look like your pastor's relationship with God or your best friend relationship with God or even these pastors that you see on TV, that you hear on the radio. Not even how my relationship with God looks. That's not how yours will look. a relationship with God is a one-on-one between you and God. It's very intimate. Amen. If you would even look at the relationship that Abraham had with God, was very different from the relationship that even Joseph had with God. But in all that, all those who believe and trust in God, God has shown them favor. Amen. So we know that building a relationship with God, we must first have faith. Amen. Building that relationship with God, we must have faith, we must trust, and we must believe in Him. Amen. 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 So, you know, as we see the first relationship that was formed, amen, the first relationship between God and man was between God and Adam. And God has created Adam basically in His image and all mankind in His image. He even took the time to say, hey, man should also have relationship with others, with a spouse, amen, a companionship. It's not healthy to be alone. It's not healthy to just be secluded. It's good to sometimes isolate yourself, but then you have to come back to the world, amen. A lot of people that spend time in isolation, if you've done any studies or heard about even those who are incarcerated and they spend a lot of time in isolation, they go too far in their thoughts and they lose sense of reality, and they lose sense of what reality is. Amen. So we must come back. It's good to commune and take part aside, step aside, step away from the world, but it's innate for us to communicate with one another. Amen. 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 And as we continue to look at the relationship that God had with Adam and with Eve, we can see that in that relationship, God spoke to Adam and Eve. God will visit them. It's shown in chapter 2, verse 19, and even chapter 3, verses 8. Amen. So we want to build relationships with those that are around us by speaking to them, by saying hello, by start. Amen. So how do we speak to God? How do we say hello to God? Amen. Just speaking to God is how we communicate with God, is through prayer. Amen. So building a solid relationship with God, it looks like communicating with Him. It looks like prayer, day in and day out. And I remember just the beginning of this year, you know, I wanted to go deeper with God. I wanted to have a better relationship with God. And I was just talking to one of my friends, and she was just like, you have to be intentional. You know, when we think of God, we have to be intentional. You know, we kind of put God on the back burner. Oh, if I can fit you in after work, after I have my leisure activities, after I take the kids to their basketball games, to their activities, all that. After I do yoga, after I watch this episode of Power, whatever the case may be, after I watch Netflix, a new show, a new movie has come out, after I do all that, then I can fit God in. That's not being intentional. That's not having a relationship. Amen. It may be a strained, that's what a strained relationship looks like. Amen. You know, you wouldn't treat your child like that. You wouldn't treat your husband or your wife like that. You wouldn't even treat your job like that. If you treat your job like that, we know what's happening. Okay? Fired. Amen. Amen. So we want to be intentional when we approach God. We want to be very intentional when we approach God. Amen. We want to make time for Him. Sometimes I have dates with God. Like I say this all the time. I'll have dates with God. I'll put it in my schedule. Like, I'm going to have a date with God. I'm going to sit on my couch. I'm going to sit on my floor. I like to sit on the floor, prompt up some pillows, dim the light, and just to communicate with him. And another way of communicating with God is through prayer, through singing. Prayer, singing, just dancing, amen? That's another way that you can communicate with God. Whatever the gift that God has given you, that's how you can communicate with God, amen? And I want you to know this and be reminded that God is spirit, amen? Because we already know that whatever happened with Adam and Eve, you know, I'm not going to get too mad as I usually do. Like, darn you, Eve, every time I have cramps, I'm like, darn you, Eve, you messed it up. But no, I won't get mad, amen? It was already written. Here we are. So God no longer walked on this earth, you know what I'm saying? He sends people out to use as a vessel. But for us to communicate with God, we have to understand that God is spirit. He is spirit. So when we communicate with him, we must be one with the spirit. We must come to him through truth and through spirit. Amen? So to communicate with God, we have to really set ourselves aside. We really have to set ourselves aside. We don't, like, you don't want to be praying just occupied. You want to really set yourself aside. Turn off that TV. Turn off the phone. Amen? Go into your quiet place. Start building a solid relationship with God. A solid, solid as a rock. Like the song, solid as a rock. Amen? The wind can brush against it. The waves can brush against it. Amen? But that rock, it's not going anywhere. It's still right there. So there's going to be storms that brush against you. Amen? But the relationship of God will stand strong. There will be you will have peace in that storm. Amen? Things will come. Financially, you will be broken. Amen? Everything will seem to fall down around you. But at the end of the day, that relationship with God will remain strong. Amen? You just have to continue to have communication with him. And I noticed that, like, in my walk with Christ, when I'm so distant from Christ, and I said this to someone when I went to the library, I just had, like, an encounter with someone, a divine intervention, and I truly believe so. Because the lady said she usually is not there that day, and I was supposed to drop my book off the day before, but things, I got caught up. So we just had an encounter, and I was just telling her that, whenever I'm just so busy, you know, whatever life happens, you know, I get so busy and I'm further away from God, that means I'm really not praying, I'm really not talking to him about certain decisions that I should be making. I just feel like my anxiety levels just go up. I'm always anxious for no reason, you know, just anxious about little things that I should not even be anxious about, just anxiety everywhere, out of control, amen. So when I am this anxious, when I am away from God, my anxiety level rises, amen? But that's an even more reason why I have to seek him, amen? To align myself with him, to communicate with him day in and day out, amen? Morning, noon, and night, amen? And David even says it in the Psalms, and he just talks about how he communicates with God day in and day out, how he prays him day in and day out. Amen. So if you are just joining me, I'm your host, Dominique Cutson, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio. The number to call in, I know it's saying that it is some struggle with getting in, but people are calling in, and they're not charging you. We won't let the devil win in the name of Jesus. Amen. So the number to call in is 319-527-6091 if you are listening online. And if you are listening via phone and you would like to speak with me at any time, you have any questions, you want to comment on anything, press 1. I'm here. If you have something from last episode that you want to share with me, you can. But if not, just continue to listen to the word of God. Just continue to take notes in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're just talking about building strong relationships with God. And one of the strong relationships one of the parts of building a strong relationship with God is just that communication piece, just that understanding that the Lord is spirit and we must be in the spirit. Amen. And in the spirit, we must understand that the flesh and the spirit are opposite. Amen. They are opposite. They are constantly in battle, day in and day out. They are in constant battle. Today, I so wanted to run. I wanted to run right after work. I wanted to take a jog. I decided not to. The flesh was calling me to some water ice, to some popcorn. Amen? So I let the flesh win. So it is the flesh is in constant battle with the spirit. Amen? And Galatians chapter, the book of Galatians, it says, for the flesh craves what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are opposite to one another, so that you do not do what you want. Amen? So you can't just do what you want. They are contrary for one another because you cannot do what you want. Galatians 5, chapter 5, verses 17. For the flesh craves what is contrary to the spirit. That's why we're in constant battle. We're in constant battle of, should we do the right thing or should we lean towards the wrong thing? We know that we should not be doing this thing, but we constantly, constantly, constantly do it. Amen? We constantly do it. And the spirit, what is contrary to the flesh. But at the end of the day, once you have the spirit of God in you, you'll have that spirit just speaking to you. And in the book of Psalms, it said that if you call out to the Lord, he would deliver you. He would deliver you from all of that. So if you just call on the name of God, he will deliver you from it. Whatever desires you're going through, amen, there's no temptation that you cannot get out of. Joseph, his master's wife came to him. And I know his master's wife, like, she wasn't just someone that wasn't a beautiful woman. Amen. He was still tempted at the end of the day. But he fleed. He fleed. He fleed. He fleed. Amen. Amen. So we want to be mindful to be in the spirit at all times. Amen. To continue to communicate with God through prayer. And if you don't know how to pray, I would suggest that you read Matthew chapter 6, where the Lord just breaks down the prayer, you know, the Lord's prayer. Amen. And if you can turn with me to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, starting with verse 9. Amen. And sometimes we know these scriptures, we've heard these scriptures, but we don't really apply them, right? So I like to think as knowledge only being power once we apply it. So applied knowledge is power. Amen. You have to activate it. You know, like faith without works is dead. You can sit around all day and say, Lord will bring me that job. But if you don't get up, do an application, fix up your resume, if you don't get up and go out, go on job interviews, that job will not come to you. Amen. Amen. So in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord is just telling us to say it says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So you have to give praise to God in doing so. If you read Matthew chapter 6, and if you want, I can give an outline and we can send out if you would like me to email, like this will be a whole nother like show. If I would go through this prayer, but just some things of it, it just teaches in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord truly, it's called the Lord's Prayer, and he gave it to us to really show us how to communicate with him through prayer. how to open up the spiritual world, amen, to call on his name, to ask for that forgiveness, because sometimes I think we forget, sometimes I think we don't know how to pray. And I know that was like my biggest, when I first came to God, I'm like, okay, how do I pray? You know, you think it's scripted. It's not scripted. It's within the heart. But you also have to know that there's some things that, some guidelines, amen? And just to praise God and just to give him thanks through all that we do, amen? Ask for that forgiveness, amen? So Matthew chapter 6, verses 9, and it goes all the way to 13, and it just teaches you how to pray, amen? That's another, prayer is another form of communication, as I said, and that's being one in the spirit. Even before verse 9 in chapter 6, it even tells us where we should go. As I said, you go in your quiet place. It don't have to literally be a closet, but it have to be a space set aside, an intimate space where you can really feel the Spirit of God. Amen. Sometimes I just pray in my shower. The Spirit of God can come to me in my shower while I'm showering. The Spirit of God can come to me if I'm in a kitchen cooking. Amen. But we definitely want to set ourselves aside. Amen. And commune with the Lord. Amen. Amen. And another way of communicating with God is through action. As I said about faith, faith without works is dead. So we want to act on our faith. Amen. We want to act on faith. Amen. When approaching God, being intentional. We want to build our relationship. So we have to do it with action. Amen. And in 2 John verse 1, chapter 5, and verse 1, verses 5 through 6, it just tells us about how, basically, about love. Amen? And love is not just a feeling. It's an action where it's something that you do. It's a choice. It's discerning and it's never deceiving. Amen? So that's what I'm talking about with building relationships with God, and also building relationships with others around us. We want to be mindful of the relationships that we engage in, that we get in, whether it's a spouse, whether it's friendship, even the relationships at work, amen? Some of them relationships can cause us harm or not good for us, and some of those relationships will help us throughout life, will help us get to the kingdom of God, amen? And we want to approach these relationships with discerning. Never, like, we want to have discernment, amen? We don't want to be young-minded when approaching these situations. And what I mean by young-minded, when you're young and you don't have discernment, you may like someone for their appearance, what they can do for you, whether it's, as I said, we're talking about relationships, spouse, friendship, whatever the case may be. You may like someone because of their outside, the shell. But as I said, God is spirit. And so as we are human, we're basically spiritual beings with a human experience. And I believe it. And I truly, truly believe it. So we have to ask God and seek God and have that discernment. Amen. You know someone with the light. They walk accordingly. They don't just talk, but they walk accordingly. And I try my best to be in God's image. Amen. So if God said he made us in our image, God is a man who cannot lie. Amen. I want to be a woman who cannot lie. So if I say I'll do something for you, I'll do something with you, I want to hold up to that word. So sometimes I'll say, I'll get back to you because I want to be sure if I can, and I want to be sure if I can't. Amen? Amen. So that's how we want to approach our relationships around us, with those neighbors, within our marriages, within our friendships, within our whoever, our families, amen? Whoever we engage, we want to have discernment, amen? So I just want to read 2 John to you. If you can turn with me to 2 John chapter 1. I just want to read it. And as I said, you know, we go over a lot of scripture. I don't want anyone to think that I'm just speaking on my own terms. Amen. So 1 John verse 5 and 6. And now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. Amen. It says, and now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we walk according to his commandment. This is the commandment, that as you heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. Amen. Amen. And John is just telling us about how we should walk. We should walk in love, walk in his commandment, and love one another. And as I said before, it all goes back to the beginning. It goes back to the beginning. It goes back to the beginning. Amen. All about the commandment. The commandment of the first two commandments that are the greatest, is to love God with all our heart. And you know how it is when you're in love. You ever be in love with somebody, you just want to do so much. You want to spend every ounce of time with them. Amen? Excuse me. You just want to spend every ounce, every minute, every second with them. So if we love God, we want to walk with God. We want to walk in his commandments. We want to do what he says. We want to do what we're told. And sometimes we won't hear from God directly, amen? But God just wants us to walk, just step out on faith, just continue to walk, you know? And that's a reminder not only to you, but I'm also reminding myself to just keep walking. I can't hear your voice, God, right now, but I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep walking. I'll keep walking. I'll keep walking. Amen? That's all a part of the relationship with God. Amen? And that's how we want to be when we have these relationships with us. When we maintain these relationships with us. Amen? Just constant communication. A solid relationship. Building a solid relationship with God. Amen? As with those also around us. You know, and another part of building relationships is maintaining self-control. Amen? It's like I said, with that spirit and that flesh. Man, those two, they, oil and water, they cannot be together. Amen? Amen. So we want to have that self-control. Well, God has spoken to us, the things that we should be doing, the things that we should not be doing. We want to have self-control over our anger, over our feelings, over our emotions, over our finances. We want to have the self-control even in our marriages, amen, while we're parenting, while we're supervising, while we're working. We want to maintain that self-control. Amen. If you are just joining me, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live with Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. Today is September 25th, Wednesday, September 25th, and Our topic for tonight is building a solid relationship with God, and we're just going over what it looks like to have a relationship with God. Amen. I know a lot of us, we say we don't have the time. We just can't fit them in right now. Some of us even don't even know how to even begin to build that relationship with God. Amen. But we just look at the first example that God has showed us between man and God, which was between Adam and God. Amen. And in that relationship, it shows the communication between God and Adam, how they spoke, how he gave them choice. Amen. How he allowed him to name the creatures of the, how he gave him provision. Amen. And also with action and doing so, how he visit their home. Amen. How many of us have friends, can't even pick up the phone to say hello, can't even drop by to say hi? Family members. And this is me. This is another one, Lord, speaking to me. I have to reach out. Sometimes I can stay in my cocoon. I'm like, okay, it's wintertime. It's wintertime. I'm a hibernate. No, even in the wintertime, you even get out even more. Amen. Amen. Let us not be selfish with the gifts that God has given us. Let us not be selfish with the things that we have. Amen. We have to pour in. We have to love our neighbors. Those who are around us, they are our neighbors. Amen. They are our neighbors. Amen. 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 So, this is my favorite part of the show. I love this part of the show. And it's the call of salvation. Amen. Drawing lost souls. And I'm just so blessed because we get different people from different countries that listen in. Some who put their life on the line because they cannot serve Jesus Christ. Amen. It may be a language barrier, but still they feel the Spirit of God through the airways. Amen. So I just bless God. This is why this is my favorite part, because this is a part of communicating with God. This is a part of speaking to his people, communicating with those around us, and just sharing his love, just sharing the kingdom of God and letting them know, hey, if you want to build a relationship with God, this is how you do so. I'm telling you right now, the only way that you can build that relationship with God is to go through Christ. You have to go through Christ. You have to go through him. Without going through Christ, you cannot get to the Father. You have to get to the Son. John 14:6 tells us that. Amen? It don't have to be nothing fancy. A lot of us think that the encounter with God has to be something fancy. Angels will appear singing, dancing. It don't have to be fancy like that. All it just takes is you to choose. You have to make that right decision to choose to love and to want to say, hey, Christ, hey, Lord, hey, Jesus, here I am. Here I am. I'm a sinner. Nothing I have done has worked. Everything I have done is failed. It fails all the time. But I want to get to know you. Can you wash away all my sins? I confess them. I lay them down here at your altar. I surrender all to you. That's all you have to say, and you have to mean it from your heart. And if you say this, if you believe this, then you are saved. Amen? Even those who want to rekindle their relationship, here's your time for the call of salvation. Here's your time to do so. We're talking about building a solid relationship with God. And that solid relationship starts with his Son, our Lord, our Savior. Amen. Love who laid down his life. Love who did it. Amen. Love who is going to take on your sins that you have confessed. Amen. So if you believe that the Lord is your personal Lord and Savior, then you are saved. I just encourage you just to be around like-minded people. Just ask God for that discernment to bring those people your way, that you will get into a church that will preach and teach the word of God, that will heal the sick and deliver. Amen. I pray that for you. I would like to bring Pastor Toy or Brother Rob on for any announcements we may have at this time. Amen. I'll continue the show, and you can just hop on anytime to give the announcements. Amen. Amen. As I said, so when we're building a relationship with God, we have to remember we have to go through Christ. His sending was not in vain. His dying was not in vain. We have to get through him. We have to get to him to get through. We have to get to him to get to God. Amen. And that's how I felt. Sometimes we are so lost. We have been Christians for 10, 20 years, 5 years, and we still feel so empty because we have not taken the time to get to know Jesus Christ. We skip that step and we go straight to just God. When God sent his only begotten Son to die for our sins, amen, we must first get to him. We must first acknowledge who Jesus Christ is, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he'll take all our pain away, amen? If it wasn't for him, we would not be here, amen? Jesus Christ is a prime example of grace, of favor, amen? Building that solid relationship with God starts with Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you are just joining me, I'm your host. Amen. Amen. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. Hello? Okay. Okay, Pastor Toy or Brother Rob, if y'all want to do announcements. Okay, sorry.
We apologize for that technical difficulty. And once again, we stand declaring and decreeing that the devil is a liar and God's word will definitely go forth. At least we know we are going to do everything, trusting God, that it will go forth here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank Minister Dominique for the word that she brings forth this evening, building a solid relationship with God. And if you were one this evening that gave your life to Christ, if you know someone who may have given their life to Christ, yet they are still searching for a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where they can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world, we bless God for you because that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here, just for you. Please feel free to join us tomorrow evening. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. as we will be broadcasting the Healing Hour with Reverend Arthur Burgess III right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can feel free to follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn. We're at Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Twitter as well as on Instagram at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, to pray for you. We ask that each and every listener out there will continue to hold Purpose Kingdom Network up in their prayers as we continue to hold and lift you up in ours. Dominique, wonderful, wonderful word this evening. The ministry is back in your hands.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Toy. Amen, amen, amen.
Welcome.
Amen. I just bless God You know, the enemy always uses devices to try to stop the word of God. But, like, right now I've been, for, like, probably, like, the past week or so, I've been listening to this song. It's an old song, but very still powerful. I Told the Storm. And it just speaks of when God speaks, you know, there's nothing that the devil can do. Amen. When God speaks, everything that the enemy has planted, it must cease in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God that his word is continuing to go forth tonight. As we just discussed, building a solid relationship with God, as we build a solid relationship with God, we want to continue that throughout our lives, our course of our lives. Amen. We don't want to stop in the middle. We want to just keep going, you know, and times we will feel like we're backsliding. We will feel like we're, oh, my gosh, like last year I was so into your word. Yesterday I was so into your word, but today I'm not. That's why we have repentance, amen. As long as you're not doing it intentionally, committing sin, amen. But as long as you're going right back, because David, he committed so many sins, but he ran right back to God and just said, Lord, I know that you would deliver me from this. You know, he's just constantly repenting. And that's what I want you to understand, that in Christ there is freedom. In the relationship with God, there is so much freedom. Amen. And it's so weird because when I used to be in the world, although it looks so free, although you, it's so many things, so many ways to go in the world, you think that you are free when really you are captive. Amen. It wasn't until I have known Christ, I have communicated with Christ, I have poured out my heart to Christ, I have surrendered to Christ, that I was free and that I am continuing to be free, and chains are being broken. Amen. So in Christ, and just this relationship we have with Christ, know that there is freedom. There is freedom. And when I mean freedom, those chains that you have of anger, those chains of lust, those chains of just treating money as a god, idolatry, amen, those chains can and will be broken if you put your faith and trust in God. And that's what relationships is all about, amen. We want to have trust. And you want God to also trust you, because God puts us on missions when he trusts us, amen? He'll send us to different places. He'll have people come into our lives, try to deceive us, amen? He'll have people to come in our lives and try to bless us, amen? He'll have angels to come up to us and speak to us in disguise, amen? He'll have these storms come our way sometimes, to see how we handle those things, amen? So it's that trust that we must have, amen? So as I mentioned before, we must have, I just want to go back to the self-control, and I want to work on finances and money. We must have self-control over these finances and over these money, and over the money that we make, that we spend, amen? And then one thing that I'm starting to do now is just ask God to lead God and direct me as I have these finances. Amen. God has blessed me, amen, financially, and I just thank God for that. But I want to be responsible in my savings, in my spending, where I'm placing this money at. Amen. So I ask God, where should I be putting my money at? So you want to pray and ask God, where should you be putting your money at? You should not appraise money or want wherever money is. Amen. If it's meant for you, it's meant for you. If God say do not go there, if God speak to you, you cannot go there to make that money, not all money is good money. Amen. Luke 16 tells us no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both money and God. Amen? So you cannot have God as your Lord personal Savior, and then also have money as your Lord personal Savior. Amen? You will love one more than the other. And our God is a jealous God. So I won't even play with the wrath of God. God is graceful. He is it. But he's very, very radical, okay? Amen? We just want to be mindful of that and just having self-control over our finances. Just even having self-control over our body and what we do with our body. Being mindful that our body is a temple, amen? We want to have self-control. We are to honor God with our body, amen? We shouldn't be sleeping around here, sleeping around there. I shouldn't be at Bob, Joe, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike home, amen? Amen? I'm not married. I should not be with anyone, amen? My body is to serve the Lord. I should be walking. I should be talking, amen? Serving the Lord. So we want to have self-control over our temple, even the things that we eat. Lord, help me, help me, help me with this, because I need self-control, amen? As I'm speaking to you about eating, I definitely need self-control with the things that I eat. And the older I get, I'm starting to feel it. I'm walking to the L train. I'm coming up the stairs. I'm out of breath. I'm walking 5 minutes to work from the L train, and I am short of breath, amen? And because I'm a slimmer weight, it will go past, and people will be like, oh, she's in shape. No, I'm not in shape. Amen? I'm starting to have heartburn. Amen? That is just is not taking care of my body. Amen? So we have to have self-control over the things that we eat. We must have self-control over the things that we eat. And we also have to have self-control over the things that we say, the way that we treat one another. Amen? You know what I'm talking about. Even that cousin that get on your nerves, that neighbor that is just so nosy, we want to have self-control and be mindful of the things that we say. We can say things in a diplomatic way. Amen? We don't have to be harsh about it. Even with our enemies, and the Bible speaks about that, of not doing evil for evil. Amen? We want to let God give all that to God. We don't want to pay back evil for evil to anyone. Amen? We don't want their blood on our hands. And I already told y'all, you know, like when my cousin passed about 9 years ago, just hearing of his passing, I was just so angry, and I just wanted so much for revenge against whoever has done this. But once I had begun to build that relationship with Christ, all that has eased. All that has eased. And I give it to him that he, because I won't have to have blood on my hand. Amen? I won't have any type of blood on my hand. Amen? And we must encourage one another. You know, those who are around us, as we speak about building relationships, we want to build others up, encourage them. Just say, I'm happy for you being here. Amen? We want to do that. So, in building a solid relationship with God, we want to just make sure that we communicate with him. We just want to stay in prayer. We just want to use our body as he has designed. Just take care of our temple and have that self-control. Amen. We want to use our action. You know, we want to use action to show how much we love Christ. We want to honor him with our mind, body, soul, our spirit. We want to do this with all our might, all that we have in us. Amen. So I hope that this word has blessed you tonight. I pray that the Lord will just continue to be with you. Just stay in that communication with him. Just ask for his protection. Just ask for his guidance. Amen. And don't let the enemy shame you for what you have done. Just know that you always have that repentance. Amen. Always seek God in truth and in spirit. Amen. When praying to him, be in truth, be in spirit. Come from a good place from your heart. Amen. So I just want to thank you so much for just listening tonight. I just praise God. I give him all the glory and all the honor. I would ask that you would join us tomorrow night for the healing hour. So please join us. We're here like almost every other night, every night. Amen. So until next time, deuces.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.
Yeah, I gotta admit it, I'm so committed to winning.
Yeah.
I will never see defeat another day that I'm living.
Nah.
Why the devil's still fighting my father when he don't lose? Why he still trying to move him when he can't be moved?
Nah.
The master hater and deceiver wanna see me dead, but I'm alive and live abundantly cause Jesus
led.
New and daily, so the negativity ain't in my head. I've been delivered from fear, so I ain't never scared. Attacked and suffering, living, learning to love again, and count it all joy every time. That's the way it's been. I persevere because I'm pressing toward the mark.
Yeah.
Embrace the light in me, especially when it's dark. Dark clouds hovering over me must be moved.
Okay.
I travel through my peaks and valleys like I'm on cruise control. I let them have it, so should you.
Yeah.
With Jesus driving, it ain't no way I'm going to lose.
Nah.
God with me,
I will not lose.
God with me,
I will not lose.
Set me free,
I will not lose.
I will not lose.